In the late 60s, my generation rode in the cresting wave of the civil rights movement just before the explosion of identity politics. We became more appreciative of our skins, respectful of the knowledge and ways that had been kept hidden so they wouldn't be destroyed. And because we were seeing the sun being down, after being down so long, we wanted to sing in any way possible. As young Native artists, we had long discussions about keeping our tribal coherence that was ever important as we grew new art, made what was also feeding our souls, artists like Jimi Hendrix, John Coltrane, Bob Marley, Miles Davis, and round dance, stomp dance innovators, soul, funk, R&B, Tex-Mex, dance tunes, country, blues, and the music we brought from all our tribal nations. Music goes on, forming and reforming itself from the melange of connection that cultures are. The jazz we hear in 50 years will emerge from that mythical and real stomp grounds, lift us up out of what we're always becoming. As J.J. Johnson, the trumpeter, said, jazz is restless. It won't stay put. It never will. And maybe like jazz, we're always going home. As soon as we take our first breath, our promise to take it on, it is our promise to take it on, we're on the journey home. So when we dance all night, the threads become nearly visible in the night sky with our connection to the Milky Way. One thread starts at Congo Square, the holy ground of jazz, because we were there when jazz was invented.